Okay, and we continue on to part two of Meeting of the Minds, episode 4.
The world is full of problems. War, disease, terrorism,
and poverty.
Why not talk about things that'll take us away from the problems? Talk about things like beer,
fantasy football,
baseball and hockey,
marijuana,
fantasy and sci-fi,
and don't forget about
shitter thoughts. So now, I call this meeting of the Minds podcast to order.
All right, here we go. Part two now, guys. How we doing?
This beer is fucking fire.
I love the Hunafu.
You love the Hunafu? You guys like the Hunafu? And you are talking about the Galaxy Dry Hop 4 Point. You don't like the Hunafu, huh, Eddie?
Oh my God, I think it's fantastic.
Eddie, you want to shake your head some more and not say anything or what? No, what?
All the fans can see your head shaking.
Yeah, bro.
We have one fan.
We have one fan.
Request.
They wanted more.
And I love Anonymous.
Yeah, come on, Anonymous.
Give us your name, Anonymous.
Yep. Meaning of Mind Podcast
at
gmail.com.
Send us an email.
Everybody emails these days. We just don't have any other forms of social media. Just email.
We'll make a Twitter soon, I'm sure.
Maybe I'll just set up a fax number in case anyone would like to fax us as well.
Send it right to my office.
So on episode one, we obviously had our first episode of Shitter Thoughts, and then we went over the recent beer releases, went over some beers we were looking forward to. We learned the origins of 420. And we finished off with a little bit of game because that game ended a little bit quicker, you know, kind of extended what we had to do. And now we just drank 2018 Hunafu. How does everyone feel? Obviously, Eddie doesn't like it. I think it's okay.
I think it's fantastic.
I thought it was just all right. I gave it a 4, but...
That's not just all right. A 4 is a pretty high rating.
See, we all have, like, our skewed rating systems. I think I rate
4 out of 5 is
anybody.
Pretty high.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd definitely drink it again. But it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to find.
Is like, I would.
That's what a 4 is.
You'd search this out. Okay. Now, if I told you I can give you a bottle of this for $35-$40.
It's a high price, but I think I'd be in.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's a good... to me, I really enjoy it. That being said, it's more of a fall-winter beer to me. It's a little heavier. It's spring-summer coming up, so...
Well, which is why we have a plethora of more...
IPA season.
Stouts.
IPA season.
I have more...
IPAs.
IPAs coming up here.
It's always stout season for me.
Yeah, you're out of your
Not
mind.
Really, dude. It you know, you can't. Come on,
you
man.
Really can't.
Come on, guys.
I mean, you can, but no.
I mean, not like in the pool. Like if you're just like chilling.
You said
in the
it's
pool.
Always. Well, I just so said that's always. Not always.
Can you guys not
gingerly touch
fuck?
Tips?
So Eddie, how do you feel about since you're the one that's very vocal? I mean, I got her opinion. You guys, what's your opinion on this? Like, why don't you like it?
Hunafu.
Hunapu.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about what I'm going to call it from now on.
And you were really looking forward to this.
I was for a long time.
And disappointed, right?
I'm at a 4.25 or 4.5. I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. I can't tell. Like, is the IBUs high on it?
I don't think so.
Like, I can't tell what it is.
It's the spice that you're not
bitter.
He doesn't like Abraxas either, and I think that's fantastic.
This doesn't remind me of Abraxas.
The IBUs
no,
on
no, no,
Untapped,
no, no. It's not Abraxas.
The IBUs on this beer on Untapped are NA. So does it say on the bottle?
It shouldn't be that bitter, no.
I'm trying to put my finger on it. What's in it that I don't like, or if it's the IBUs that are too high, I don't know.
I'm trying to put my finger in it too.
But there's something different about this, and it's not a normal run of the mill stout.
I'm gonna tell you right now that everything we talked about this on episode
the bomb,
every single component is on this.
Yep.
Every single component.
Uh-huh.
Cocoa nib, vanilla, cinnamon, and pepper.
Yes, every single one. Not pepper.
Chili pepper.
Chili pepper. That's not right. not your ground chili pepper, as you call it.
Ground chili. Yeah. Ground pepper.
Ground chili peppers.
Ale with cacao nibs, cinnamon, vanilla.
Yeah.
Guajillo
and ancho.
Guajillo, ancho, and pasilla chilies added.
Thus,
well, that's what I don't
so
like.
So there's no coffee,
that's
though.
That's that shit I don't like.
Or that's
calm down, Chief Keef.
Guajillo, ancho, and pasilla chiles. That's the shit I don't like.
Okay, you don't have to sound Mexican, Italian guy.
Whatever.
Calm down.
Well, some of these words I can't pronounce unless I make it sound Spanish. I don't know.
Can't you just... Why can't you speak your own language? Italian.
Because that sounds white.
Cubs pitching change. How many pitching changes are we going to have, really?
I don't know.
You Darvish is quickly getting the nickname Pooh Darvish, and Huna Pooh's Imperial Stout is a close second.
In the
Pooh category.
When we were down here,
she
Megan and I
me for shitter thoughts.
When Megan and I were down there,
Pooh Darvish.
I had Huna.
That's my thing.
I had Huna Pooh 17 on draft, and they had bottles if you wanted to buy a bottle, like a bottle and
17
drink.
Good.
No, it tastes just like this, bro.
No.
After Abraxas, I'm like, on draft.
Did Megan like it?
She was all right with it, but again, Abraxas. This is chilies. Better on draft.
It's the chilies.
I'm sure.
It's,
a lot are.
It's the ancho.
Draft and the bottles are never
the
same.
Ancho and chilies. That's
but now, what about prop?
What I don't like about it. It's awful.
So for prop, I thought the prop draft, I didn't think had a lot of the banana. But the bottles did.
Now we have a switchy roo. Yeah, I mean, I like prop. I felt like we didn't get that much on the draft. Yeah, and the bottle did.
Bottle was a lot.
Yeah.
So I think I personally like the draft better, only because I'm not a banana person.
With the bottle, you still like the banana.
No, I did because it wasn't so banana.
I said banana.
It kind of just made it sweeter.
I love me some nanners.
No, I think they're disgusting. The smell makes me sick.
It makes me gag.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, they make me sick.
Oh, I can eat a banana.
Artificial banana flavoring is a different story.
Oh,
nope,
I could eat a banana. I could eat a banana, too. I bet you like to deep throat that banana.
Yep.
Banana popsicles
one
and
bite.
Banana runts, I'm all good with that.
Would you ever eat a banana frozen on a stick dipped in chocolate?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just curious.
I don't like bananas or chocolate.
Those are actually really good.
I know, I like them, too.
I don't like chocolate.
You just like things in your mouth, Chris.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
Speaking of chocolate, I showed Justin that they make Heady Topper truffles.
Really?
Yeah, at this.
She's like, I found something you're just gonna love.
Yeah, so basically, there's a beer group I follow on Facebook, and somebody posted a picture of it's like beer the beer sitting on group. It shows the beer sitting on different things. He goes, "This is my beer sitting on top of my Heady Topper truffles," and I just happened to be paying attention to this particular post, and I zoomed in. I found the name of the place that makes them, and I want you guys to guess for 12 truffles before. Taxes and shipping, how much do you think they cost?
I can't guess. I already know.
$50.
That's insane.
$1. $1, Bob. $1, Bob.
I was going to say like $24.
$27.
Chris got it. $27.
Plus tax, plus FedEx shipping.
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to end up
$50.
You'll end up spending like
$40. This isn't even like big. She even
they're
said,
like tiny little
12
like
small
truffles.
Little truffles.
And I know Justin likes chocolate, and I know he likes Heady Topper. So I found these, and I was like, this is right up his alley. Like, I've never seen something more gauged towards Justin in my life. And then I was gonna go buy him as, like, a nice little surprise. I was like, $27?
Not even a leather mask
I
with some rhinestones?
I sent him the picture, and I was like, here, I found these for you. I looked at the pricing, and I'm not buying them.
Well, first she's like, I found the perfect thing for you. And I'm like, a gay cowboy.
He did. His exact words, Strap I will on? Find them right now. I was like, I found the perfect perfect thing for you, Justin.
I like that you were rubbing her weenus.
And his
the weenus?
This, the like flap of skin that's on your elbow, it's called the weenus?
Yes, it is. It's right here.
This little flap
you
of
mean,
skin right here.
You mean to tell me?
Okay. Yeah.
You mean to tell me that the man who put the rubber fist in my anus is a homosexual?
See.
Yes.
He said, I said, I found something for you. Something so perfect for you that I can't even believe it exists. His response, gay robot wearing a clown costume while petting a cat? I said, close.
I kind of thought, I mean, if that was that, I'd be like.
This is very good.
I'd say $500.
Thumbs up on the
It's trilling. A good job for the chili yum, huh? The chili yum bowl of brew.
4 Point Galaxy Dry Hop Pale Ale. Very
yep.
good.
By Trillium. This is what I mean when I have a bunch of fucking fresh hops. I still got more in my fucking right in here. So.
As excited.
Just saying. Anyways, do we want to get to some MLB news? Do you have any MLB news for
me? MLB news. I have a phone call coming in. It is gone.
Major League record set today this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
what's
you were
that?
Just saying that.
A guy from the Giants, I don't know his name, but he set the MLB record 21 pitch at-bat this afternoon. Longest MLB at-bat ever.
Huh. You mean most pitches, or was it the actual longest? Because if you're talking longest.
Most pitches for the at-bat.
For right. the at-bat.
Longest at-bat
So before the season
ever.
Started, before the season started, did everybody have a guess of who was going to win the World Series? No?
I mean, I know who I wanted to win the World Series.
Who do you
think,
before the season started, even now, like, who do you think is both sides?
Like an official? Like
yeah,
they made
like
a statement
who would
on
you
it?
Get? Who would you guess would be going to the World Series this year?
I mean, I think the Nationals have to.
Nationals?
Nationals.
I think they have to. I think the Dodgers and the Angels got a good shot.
No, but I mean,
didn't,
like,
weren't
I think the Nationals have to.
San Francisco Giants, weren't they pretty fucking good lately?
The Giants?
Yeah.
Dodgers.
The Giants are 8-12.
Oh,
not their share.
So maybe
the,
that's not
the Nationals. The Nationals are 10-11.
Okay.
Okay.
I know the Cards were doing pretty decent, but they just started.
The Cards, yes, the Cards are leading the NL Central. Yeah. They are 13-8.
Yep.
I think
not for fucking long.
I think the Astros probably will be.
Well, yeah, they won it last year.
The Astros, they're doing phenomenal. They're 16-7.
Nice.
But isn't there a team that's better than them this year?
Yeah, it is the Red Sox. Are 17-3.
Wow. Does that lead the MLB?
That leads the MLB.
I do confused. Have to. I do have to get to Fenway at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Like one of the old fields like that again.
I try to go to a different park every year.
My buddy just
went
to Fenway last year.
And I want to sit. I don't care that it's outfield. I want to sit on top of the fucking green monster.
Yeah, my parents went to Fenway and Baltimore last year.
Have you been?
Not yet. No.
Where have you been so far?
So, let's see. I've been, obviously, Wrigley.
Oh,
I've been to Guaranteed Rate. I've been to Milwaukee. I've been to St. Louis.
Guaranteed low rate.
I've been to Coors Field.
Guaranteed or not.
I've been to Cleveland. I've
here.
Been to Cincinnati. last year, I was going to go to Minnesota. I didn't make it happen, though.
We should go to Minnesota.
I would love to.
Minnesota.
I would love to go to Minnesota, or I even want to go to Detroit.
They don't play them that often, though.
We don't have to see the Cubs play. I mean, I would like. Oh. I'd rather see the Cubs play somewhere, but. I mean, those are AL teams. We're in the NL.
Have you been to Atlanta?
I have not.
I'm at that. I bet. I kind of wish that Turner Field was still around.
And my second favorite team is the Rangers.
It's
I would love to go to Texas.
It's a nice stadium. I was there back, like way back in the day when I lived in Georgia. So.
Oh, yeah, because they built it for the fucking Olympics in,
yep.
what, 98? And
yep.
they fucking destroyed it already?
Yeah.
It's 2018. And it's already been gone. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck is wrong with them?
It was actually a pretty decent little field. I liked it.
I don't understand it all.
Because, like, before that, I used to actually be a Braves fan because I grew up in Georgia, so.
Yeah, so if anybody's down to go to a game, let's go.
Yeah.
I would love to take a little road trip or even, I mean, Minnesota's not far. You can get cheap flights.
Hey, guys.
I've never been to Brewer Stadium. What the hell is it called? I can't even.
Miller Park.
Miller Park.
I haven't been there either.
I've never been to Miller Park.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go.
Isn't it a
dome? Yeah, it's a dome, and it's beautiful. I've been to the old and the new, and honestly,
I don't think I would like to see baseball inside. I think it's fucking weird.
You're out of your mind. It's fantastic.
It's weird. I want to be outside.
The park in Arizona is unreal.
Here's the thing at Miller Park, it's you can tailgate all day. They have
like before fucking the St. Louis Rams, like before they went to LA.
Yeah.
I went there for their last season, Bears Rams, and watching football inside. Like inside, it was like the weirdest fucking thing.
Really?
Like, dude, like.
Do you watch basketball? You've seen. Have you ever been to a basketball game?
No.
Really?
You've never been to an NBA game?
No. Have you ever been to a hockey game?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
hockey's
inside.
Fine. Like, because I think it's like a winter sport, so I don't think it's weird that we're inside.
But if you go to the Winter Classic, you think it's weird outside?
I've never been to the Winter Classic.
But would
I'd
you
love
think?
To go.
Would you think it's weird outside?
I really wanted to go to the one at Wrigley, but I never got
tickets.
Think,
yeah, I think I'd just be. as much as I love hockey, like if I'm seeing like an ice rink, like I'd just be like, I just want to watch baseball.
Yeah. So Miller Park, I mean, it's a retractable roof. It's not all inside. So if the weather's nice, obviously the roof is open and like it's
halfway, right?
It opens up all the way. And it's open and it's a normal stadium. It's when it's to prevent the snowouts, the rainouts, the postponements. Like, I honestly think all baseball should be played in domes, whether the roof is open or not.
Would certainly save and also a lot of makeups.
Did anybody else hear about Anthony Rizzo's comments about how he thinks the season should be shortened and started later?
No, I didn't hear that. How many do you think it's supposed to be?
I didn't read the entire article, but he basically said he agrees that he would take a pay cut to have a shorter season.
I think like 120 games. I think like cut 40.
He said, I mean, from what I would assume, he'd taken out April. Yeah. Start in May.
I was going to say start
and
May.
And then
first.
Start spring training maybe a month later. This way you have more weather cooperation.
I mean, imagine.
More time with your family.
Imagine like you win the World Series. Off-season. Your last game is what? In November?
November, yeah.
You start spring training in February?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. Like, me, I'm all about baseball. So, I wish baseball was year-round. I don't like any of the off-season. I mean, don't get me wrong, football's okay, but I'm a baseball person. So, those 3 months I have without spring training baseball and the baseball season, like, I need more.
But everybody knows
that. Give me more of that. I need more of that.
I mean, we were lucky last year when we went to Wrigley Field in April.
That ain't
how
enough.
Nice it was when we all went to the we went to the ring ceremony.
Yeah,
it was nice that day. We got lucky. It was a little bit chilly, but it was nice.
It was.
It wasn't no snow on the ground like it was this year.
And that's the thing about Chicago. Like you don't know what you're gonna get.
God, it was so sweet.
Every year is different.
The rings.
I mean, think about today. Today
the worst part was driving home.
It was 64 degrees out today. It's April 22nd. April. Today's the nicest day we've had.
April in Chicago is like a lot.
Okay, we had one day better so far this year.
Yeah, like the previous Thursday was almost 80.
Okay.
78.
We had snow this past week.
I know.
We had snow the week before.
That Thursday we went from 78, and then the next day it hit probably 70, and then Saturday it was snow, and Sunday it was snow, and Monday it was snow. It was crazy.
Yeah, I remember
and it was snowing again this past week. Like
driving home in a blizzard, I think it was, what was it, Wednesday night when it snowed again, or was it Thursday night?
I don't think it snowed. Oh, it might have been Wednesday into Thursday.
I think it was
Wednesday
into Thursday, and I was driving home, and I was like, dude, I fucking hate this state.
I know, it's so stupid.
MLB news?
That was MLB news.
Any more MLB news?
I don't know. Do we have any more MLB news?
What do you want to know?
I think...
I just want to know what everyone's predictions is going to be for the World Series this year at this point of the season.
Red Sox.
Okay, I'm scared. It's 9-8 now.
Houston.
Red Sox against Houston?
Well, that's like for the AL championship, right?
I was like, aren't
that would be
the
AL championship,
ALCS. And then
I feel like Dodgers are in it every fucking... Yeah.
National League Pride. Dodgers,
Cardinals. You don't think the Cubs are going to go?
No.
The Cardinals are not making that far. They're not a good team.
Why?
The Cardinals start
they
off
don't
great,
have enough pitching or offense.
And they end up fucking dumping the Cubs off are where weak. I feel like we usually start off fucking slow.
You don't think they have enough offense?
No.
Really?
I think the Cubs are weak.
Really?
A lot of overrated players making too much money.
Like who?
Half the team. Take your pick. Name them.
He hates all of our pitchers, by the way.
I'm talking about the offense.
Though. So you're telling me Anthony Rizzo is overrated?
Well, I mean, maybe he was playing injured the first couple weeks of the year. So, I mean, I don't want to say.
Is Chris Bryant overrated?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Is.
You're an
okay,
idiot.
I know. I already know about Jason Hayward and you, but I just told
I
you what happened. I told you what happened today.
Yes, he got a good hit.
How do you feel about Kyle Schwarber?
I mean, he lost a lot of weight. I mean, I could see him, you know, making.
He's shortened his swing and he's getting more base hits now.
I don't want to say he's overrated. I think he's one of the few.
He packed on a fuck ton of muscle,
too. I think he's one of the few, like, lively pieces of trade bait we have on the team that other teams would be looking to get.
Here's the thing. The one thing the Cubs are really, really missing, honestly.
Clutch hitting.
A leadoff hitter. A leadoff hitter. We don't have our everyday leadoff hitter. We don't. And that's killing us.
We lost Dex 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's killing us. We need a leadoff hitter.
He go, we go.
Plain and simple.
You go, we go.
We don't have an Alfonso Soriano anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather have him.
All right, so let's go around. Justin, who do you think is going to be in the World Series?
I'm hoping the Cubs. Not the Cubs.
Nope, just your two. One AL, one NL. Who's going to be in?
I think the Astros are going to go again. And I think it's going to be the Pirates.
Astros and Pirates. Okay. Chris?
Astros and Pirates. I think Astros, definitely. They're looking fucking fantastic.
Cubs win.
But it was 9 to 8. That's so weird.
It says 9-7.
I know, but the alert I just got said 9 to 8.
Maybe they called one back. I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought my thing was... yeah, Astros and... We're at... I'm terrible at it. Is Astros are...
Weird.
Astros are NL team, right?
Astros?
How do they finish 9-7?
Astros are AL. They're AL. The AL West.
Okay.
They used to be the NL one. They were in the Cubs division.
Maybe
that's,
that, maybe that's
it's
what I'm
been
thinking.
Years.
Maybe that's
not
what
it,
I'm thinking.
It finished? Okay.
Yeah. So it did. It's been years.
Oh, really? I got the final already.
So if they're NL.
Oh, it's final 9-7, though. So I don't understand what's going on.
Maybe they took one back or something. I don't really know. I don't have another team. I think the Astros are probably
going to win gonna play?
Again. I probably
anyone
any
in the
NL.
Anybody in the NL? Probably Dodgers.
Okay.
They seem to make it every single fucking season.
And Eddie, who's your predictions?
I already said Astros Dodgers.
So you said the same as Chris.
Well, I mean, I
that was last year's.
Yeah,
I mean, I said like the Astros Red Sox will play
and you?
In the ALCS and the Dodgers Cardinals probably NLCS. I mean, I don't know.
And Amber. You're gonna pick the Yankees, aren't you?
No,
I
no.
You.
Although Sal is a Yankees fan,
he would be.
I'm gonna go Red Sox.
Sox
against
Red Sox.
The Cubs. The Cubs. Fucking...
I mean,
it would be pretty sweet to have a Cubs.
I want to say the Red Cubs. Sox. I do. I gotta say Cubs.
It's kind of like when the Hawks
play
the Bruins.
Yeah,
for the Stanley Cup.
Do I think the Dodgers will be there? Probably, but I'm gonna go in my heart and say the Cubs. Never bet with your heart, by the way.
I think Cubs, I think they always start off a little bit weak, and then they kind of, right after the fucking All-Star break, they start tearing up. They do well.
His glass is chipped.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Eddie.
No, it was
I'm
chipped.
Kidding, Eddie. Calm down. He, like, got super
like,
defensive.
What the fuck?
Pulling from his phone, like, motherfucker. Like, calm down, Eddie. Get off your phone. What are you doing? What are you doing on your phone?
I was looking at the Cubs score.
Oh, okay.
It said, 97. It said wild pitch. The Arenado scored. But then... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Now it's 3 outs and 9-7 final out.
I don't get it either, so whatever.
Maybe he scored after the final out.
Maybe.
Maybe he got overturned.
Yeah. All right, so we got our predictions. Everybody, it's listed our predictions for what we think is going to go into the to that.
Let's switch it a little bit and talk about NHL. Who do you think is going to win Stanley Cup?
I want Vegas to win it, but I think it's going to be fucking Penguins, and I fucking hate the Penguins.
You don't
so
think,
fucking much.
You don't think Winnipeg's going to take
it? If Winnipeg did it, I'd be super happy for them. I really would. Coming after from the expansion, pulling over from the Thrashers in Atlanta, that'd be great for them. But I don't think
I don't like
do
the fucking. I don't like the Golden Knights. How are you gonna
really?
Go,
why?
How are you going to go on the scene?
I'll take them.
How are you going to go on the scene the first fucking year and do awesome?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking
it pisses
assholes.
On every other fucking expansion team. That's why.
I love it.
Every other expansion
I wouldn't hate
like,
it, but...
wants to be like that.
Yeah.
They want to emulate that 100%. Like, hey, they already made probably history. I don't know if they actually made history, but they made history going from being the first year in the league and they already made the playoffs the first time.
First time. Yeah.
First year and they already made playoffs. That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah,
like,
I like it.
Fuck the Blackhawks right now, though. Fuck them.
God,
fuck
dude,
the Red Wings.
This
was
both
of
them. Fucking assholes.
This was a garbage fucking season. It was terrible.
This is the first year I haven't been to a Hawks game in like 8 years.
I went to the Hawks game against Vegas, and it was a good game.
Yep.
They lost, but it was still a good game.
Yeah, I didn't go to one this year either.
Time in 8 years.
Year before I went, we went for Dennis's bachelor party. We went and saw them play.
Yeah.
I don't remember who they played. We were way up in the fucking nosebleeds, though. But it was pretty sweet because there was like a bar right behind me, so it was just drinking.
There's always 300. There's like two bars in the 300 section.
No, like that one that's like right. I don't know. I don't remember the name of it, but I just kept going back and getting. I think it was Sophie's.
Silent Sophie's.
Why do you keep shaking your fucking head, motherfucker?
Because it was like $5 Sophie's. I just kept getting them.
Very nice.
But I mean. It's sad what the Hawks did this year because they have so much talent. They just couldn't know how to do with it. Obviously, Crawford's injury is a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to my neighbor, and I'm going to look to Eddie because I know his sister knows somebody that's dating Crawford. And
engaged, I think, now.
Supposedly.
They're,
and pregnant.
They're supposedly that Crawford's having some problem with the nose candy. And that's what they think the big issue is.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either. I mean, he did fall down the stairs at the House of Blues and, like, you know, injure his ankle at a Rise Against concert.
That
I was
that was the year before,
a couple years ago. So
yeah, we were there for that.
But But I think, who knows? It could have just been him being drunk and, you know, young, young, dumb and drunk. I mean, I know we've all been there. So
I was going to say, yeah, he's young. He's got a fuck ton of money. I mean, do you get caught up in the game sometimes?
He's a fucking Canadian, man.
Yeah.
Not supposed to do that
shit. Cue the snowball quote.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to do a snowball.
Thank you.
I've never done that in my life. I never intend to.
No.
Why?
It creeped me out.
It's just not my type of thing.
Okay.
No, I mean, drugs freak me out to begin with.
All of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
See, I don't even like pot very much because the first time I ever did it, it was laced with fucking...
Give me a good beer.
It was laced with
day.
Angel dust.
Yeah,
that
I don't like it a lot. I don't like it a lot either.
Yeah, you know you don't got to worry about with electronic pot? You can't lace it with anything.
Right.
It's all oil.
Robots will make it one day.
I mean, the vape pen could blow up in your face and take out half your cheekbone like it's done with some people, so you got to worry about that. But
Correct. But... At the same time,
if it's hot, stay away from it.
Robot makes it. Robots love us. They're never going to kill us. Robots are not going to take over the world.
Finally got the final 9-7.
I told you. Wow, it took a little while.
We had the final a long time ago.
Do we have any Sal Vulcano and Practical Joker news at all?
Ooh, yeah, I guess that we do. So Sal's coming to Chicago with Bert.
Bert Kreischer, yep.
Yeah, and June 22nd,
Chris, you know about Bert Kreischer?
No, yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah.
And awesome, right? I'm super stoked. I got tickets. I'll be 14th row center, Chicago Theater.
He's the...
Sal, watch your back.
Watch your back, Sal. I'm after you. I love you.
She's jumping your bitch ass.
No, I'm not a predator. But seriously, sexually. If you want to go out to dinner, I'll be here.
Meeting of Mind podcast at gmail.com. Let us know.
Anonymous ends up being
Sal. I'll show you
Sal
all about
Vulcano.
Chicago. But
I want to hear more Amber Turborg. Fuck those guys.
Little does he know she's actually going to be stalking him on a cruise and that too.
Yeah. I actually did buy tickets. Me, my mom, my sister, and her friend. We have tickets to the Practical Jokers cruise in February. It actually sold out this week. Sold out. So there's no rooms left. And I'm really excited because I love Impractical Jokers.
Chicken.
I know my mom and brother wanted to go. They've seen Impractical Jokers like live like 3 or 4 times. Said the guys are hilarious.
Anybody who comes to my house, they know. Like you walk in, it's on my TV. I record them. I rewatch them. I've probably seen every episode at least twice.
Can anyone say who actually got them into Impractical Jokers? I know who got me into it, and that's why I was just curious.
My brother. My brother loves it.
Fucking Jason got me into it, dude. Jason years ago got me into that shit.
My brother Clark and my dad used to watch it a lot, and I watched it here and there. I never really like started like from beginning to end watching it, but I'd like catch a couple scenes here and there and thought it was funny.
And then you heard your dad laugh for 8 hours straight one day from downstairs.
One day, me and Eddie were upstairs in my room watching TV.
Fooling around.
Yep, no. Okay.
Watching TV.
We were really watching TV. We were probably watching like a movie or something on Netflix.
Naked.
And every like 5 minutes, my dad would be laughing hysterically.
The
like,
loudest laugh I've ever
belly
heard.
Chuckles, like deep laughs. And Eddie keeps looking at me he's like, what the hell is going on down there? And like seriously, this happened. This was going on for like 5 hours this
literally,
day. Like, it was like an Impractical Jokers
at
like
least.
Marathon. And my dad that's is just general. Laughing and laughing and laughing.
So loudly
and every
that
time
we couldn't even
he
hear
would,
the TV in her bedroom.
Every time he would laugh, like we would start laughing so loud just because of his laugh. We're like, it was so funny. And honestly, my dad would go, but he doesn't do cruises. And this will be my first cruise, so I'm really excited. Except for the fact I get really, really, really bad motion sickness.
I also get motion sickness, but I've never been on a cruise. So.
Again, yeah, Sal, watch out.
I'm nervous.
You, with a boat that big, you don't feel it.
I bet I will. Chris, I get car sick in the front of the car. I can't do roller coasters. I get sick on a boat. Like, I'm going to be taking Dramamine. I'll be taking every drug possible to not get sick on that cruise. So.
Oh, if that tells you anything.
Drugs freak you out, though.
Except drugs freak me
but
out.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
Drugs are very, very bad.
Okay.
You know, I was looking up today about South Park. You know, Isaac Hayes, you know, chef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he died.
Really?
Yeah. Did you guys know that?
Did you know Mini-Me died?
Burton Troyer.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I knew that. I knew
and Avicii. Avicii just passed away.
Boy, Avicii did.
R.I.P. Avicii.
R.I.P. Avicii. Love him. We were
28.
All day today, me and Eddie had on Avicii Radio.
One of his songs.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Good old times.
Way I didn't. Young. I actually looked because I didn't know like who was a Scientologist, and I found out obviously Isaac Hayes was a Scientologist.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why, because South Park made fun of Scientology, and then he got super offended.
He was.
That's why he left.
He was okay with making fun of everybody else, but they make fun of his
Scientology,
shit.
Yeah.
Like that, like you don't get South Park. They make fun of everybody.
Everything.
I know, but then you get to nothing, him, and it's like, oh no,
yeah.
Nothing is
take
safe.
A Scientology.
Nothing
class.
Is safe, and that's why South Park is the greatest show of all time.
All time.
I don't agree with that necessarily.
I
think
know,
a Practical Joke is probably the
what's,
best show of all
what's
time.
Up, witches?
It's the most intelligent comedy.
It is. Period. It is. It's very intelligent. And a lot of the ways they go around the current issues in America, it's very clever.
Especially Randy episodes with Obama. That's probably the best.
I will say Stan's my favorite. And
oh,
Stan?
Stan's my favorite.
Stan is my favorite. No. I like Butters.
No, I love Cartman.
Cartman sucks. He's my least favorite.
I fucking love Cartman. He's such an asshole.
I like Butters
I
because he's slowly kind of becoming like a little bit of an asshole.
And I can honestly say their voices drive me crazy.
Any episode where they go into the fucking bathroom and Butters is at the urinal with his fucking pants down, shirt up, it's perfect.
And he sings a song to pee.
I just think you can relate to Butters, Chris. I think that's why you like him so much.
I love Butters. He cracks me up.
So you're telling me he got grounded before for fucking doing random stupid shit at his house?
Probably.
No, I think you need to call a doctor. I'll ground him.
So, have you guys heard about any of this beer news? I'm sorry to just change the subject like this, but
yeah, that's fine.
Did you guys hear about some breweries, some big-name breweries are starting to change some of their plans? So you guys know Deschutes, right?
I don't like change.
I love change.
Okay, I mean change their plans. So Deschutes Brewery will delay and likely scale down its planned brewery in Roanoke in Virginia.
Roanoke.
So Deschutes wanted to expand, and they're going to build a brewery in Roanoke. They had, like... They're intended to, like, buy, like, all this land there, and it was supposed to be, like, a $95 million project that was ultimately employ about 108 people, but it didn't plan to break ground now until 2019, and, the marketing conditions caused the brewery to pause and reevaluate the timing and the scale, how big they wanted to go. You guys heard about Green Flash. Remember Green Flash?
Yes.
I like Green Flash.
Is good. The palate wrecker.
They built a brand new fucking brewery. Huge. They fucking defaulted on their mortgage.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that what...
That's why this is going in this.
Isn't that what Toppling Goliath did? They just built a brand new brewery.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, okay. Toppling Goliath, I think they have the...
Following?
The following to do it, but Green Flash didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
Green Flash tried to go coast. They're out of California.
Yeah, I was going to say it's on West Coast.
Yeah. So the news comes after California-based Green Flash Brewing closed its brewery and taproom in Virginia Beach last month after opening in November
of 2016.
That was Green Flash?
Green Flash opened in November of 2016, a brand new taproom and barrel house in 2016, November, and they closed it.
Oh, shit.
Because of the demand.
Last year?
Yeah. That's how quickly it closed because of they were trying to expand. There was like, remember Krispy Kreme?
Yeah,
how
I never
quickly
liked that.
they tried to expand out here. They open up fucking restaurants everywhere, and they all fucking defaulted. That's kind of what Green Flash and other brewers are doing. So Deschutes is anticipating how great their growth was that they wanted to build this massive distribution and brew house.
And they kind of pumping the brakes, though.
And now they're like, maybe we need to scale it down a little bit, guys.
To be fair, many breweries.
That's why they realized it.
Guess there goes my plans.
Well, I mean,
migrate out to Roanoke.
There's got
to
be like.
Sorry.
There's got
to
be
sorry to burst
10,
your bubble
000,
there.
At least 10,000 folks in the United States now. What the hell is that?
Oh.
Did you plug it back in, please? Can you plug it back in?
It's in.
All
right. It's in.
All I did was move this.
It sounded like a fucking ocean wave. I know.
That was weird as fuck.
Courtesy of Amber Wave.
Oh, Amber Wave doing an ocean wave. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you plugged in? Are you on? Are you on? Oh, I
apologize.
Hello? Hey!
And she's back.
Found you.
And we're doing the wave. So I'm sorry to bother you about it, and you guys can't go to Roanoke anymore, but...
Fuck.
I mean, I think it's a big thing that these larger breweries that are big-scale breweries that are trying to expand have realized that the amount of brews out there, they kind of need to... If they want to expand, they expand internally, and that's it.
Craft beer took the world by storm, and there's so many different breweries. Like,
Mark, it's very saturated.
It is.
Yeah.
So unless you have something very special or something that's very rare that people are loving, it's going to be hard to make it.
That's kind of what Hunafu was, though. Hunafu was this like huge event that, you could only get it then. And they scaled it out so much, and they did it for Tampa Bay Beer Week, that everybody could get their hands on it. I mean, I got my hands on two bottles of it because it's so saturated now.
You can keep
and it's not it's not as
Hunafu.
I like it.
You know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as, it's kind of like Dark Lord Day, which Dark Lord Day is coming up. I don't have tickets. I don't think anyone else does.
I don't. My friend does.
I offered someone else to do tickets, but you know what? Anyways.
It's not worth it.
I would have went.
But I think it would be worth it to get one of the variants.
Yeah, it's all for the variants.
I mean, the last year's, the French Metal Militia was fucking fantastic.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like,
unless you get the variants, it's not worth it.
The variant is what's
worth it. Going, so.
But that's what I'm saying. So, I guarantee I'm going to get a bottle of 2018.
Yeah.
It's easy. I can get it for like $30, $35 easily.
Yeah.
So, and I'll share it with us and we'll say soy sauce again. At least I will.
Yeah.
But at least I tried it.
That 15, the guy opened it, said to me, it tasted like liquid bacon. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
It was
thing.
Less soy sauce than the 16.
It was like liquid bacon. I don't know what it was. It was odd.
That's the thing. Three Floyds is expanding. They have their flagships with Zombie Dust.
Are they still
Gumball
opening?
Head, Alpha King.
Are they still opening the fucking
distillery? I think
it's
so.
The distillery, but they were also talking opening. They were opening one in the city.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
Rumor was about a year.
It was like
2019.
They were trying to have like a.
I never heard that.
A brew pub, there, like full on food and everything else. And then it just kind of fell off the radar.
I feel like it would take away so much from their brewery, though. Like,
that's probably why they halted it.
Nobody else ever goes to Munster, Indiana for anything. So putting something in the city, much readily available.
It looks like it was a collab on a mystery restaurant bar in Chicago.
Okay.
And that was back in 2016 is what I've seen. So
they were saying it was going to take like 2 years for them to open this shit. And then like 2018 came and we're still sitting here. So nothing happened.
Well, there's a law in Illinois that limits barrel production to 120,000 barrels per year if they own multiple types of breweries. So they increased it, but.
Good song.
I guess it cripples beer makers for some reason. But whatever the case is.
Weird.
I guess as of 2016, Three Floyds brews about 60,000 barrels per year. And Indiana state law limits brewers to about 90,000 barrels annually. Opening a brewing operation in Chicago without amending the law would put a ceiling on Three Floyds production. So basically, that when they if they would expand, they'd have a ceiling. But because they're still small and
take
Indiana,
away from the main,
yeah. So that's probably why they didn't
do
it.
It's weird that they limit like how much you can barrel age something. Like.
No, not
just
barrel age.
Barrels.
That's barrels of beer.
Oh, okay.
A barrel of beer is 30 gallons.
Yeah.
Okay? So a half barrel is the keg that everybody knows is 15.5 gallons.
Yep.
So a barrel, they just limit how often. That's all. What?
He's like, I'm sure everybody knows that.
Oh, do you? How much is a six barrel?
That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean... I'm just telling you right now, whenever Abraxas comes out next year, I'm going to go right to this. I'm going to fucking beg Cardinal to fucking buy me a fucking six barrel of that shit. I'm going to fucking throw it on my tap downstairs and just fucking keep it forever.
Yeah.
I mean, next year I'd be willing to go to St. Louis with you for BA release.
I told him I was going to
I
go
didn't know when it was, though. It was, dude, we found out about it on fucking Thursday.
Yeah, but if we keep it on our radar, like, we can make that work.
In April?
You want to just, I'll take off
in
tomorrow.
April.
You want to just go? Tomorrow?
It's gone.
It's gone, dude.
You sure?
Are you fucking kidding me? Hell
it's gone.
Sold out that day. Easily. I mean, I could go down there
you
tomorrow.
You could threaten to Yelp them. It works with everybody else.
I will BBB your ass if you do not give me a fucking
I came there
bottle.
And you had none.
You had no BA Abraxas.
I'm guaranteed.
I shall kill you.
It works with everybody else, man.
I know.
Just start threatening them.
Nah, just Jewel. Jewel's dumbasses. Fucking retards.
Who the fuck will give me a prop?
You got that shitty fucking prop 2016.
Shout out to Iron and Glass. Fuck you, Jewel. Fuck you, Jewel.
Fuck you, Jewel. Shout out Cardinal, though. Cardinal's doing...
They're stepping their game up. They
Cardinal
really are.
And Joliet.
Man, I mean, who would have thought, like, we don't need no fucking Binnies in fucking Joliet. We got fucking Cardinal.
Dude,
for real. Straight up.
I was joking with him one time. I said, and you guys are stepping your game up. I said, just put a couple taps in back. And he was like, we're actually trying to work on that. But
I told him at the farm, like, dude, if you guys fucking had taps brewed, bro, next level. Like, my big thing is I would love to open up a liquor store and a tap room that allowed you to take crowlers of whatever the fuck I had on tap, too.
It's a state law. It's a state law. You can only make growlers, howlers, and
if you're a brewery.
If you're a brewery, yeah.
Now, there's places.
The guys at Iron and Glass.
What if you brew your own?
In other states, they allow you. They have little liquor stores, and you're allowed to go there, try them, fucking get a growler, howler to go, like a liquor store.
I think
that's other states, so I don't know if Illinois could eventually change. Maybe.
Let's go to our state representative.
I know, right?
Write your local state representative.
But I think that's pretty much all the beer news I have from right now. I think we're about a couple minutes away from beer. Another Shitter Thoughts, if Chris wants to get in place for Shitter Thoughts. Our second Shitter Thoughts, and we'll final thoughts on everything and do some BS. I actually have a question for everybody about a Netflix series that a Netflix movie that I actually found on Netflix that I think everyone needs to watch.
It's really echoey.
Because I turned on this so he can hear me. I can't hear you, bro, because you need to turn on the fucking microphone.
Put the fucking mic on.
I got it.
Thank you.
Put the fucking mic on.
Apparently your dog likes Shitter Thoughts because she just followed me into the bathroom like, hey, what are you doing?
I think actually she watches people.
Gabe, tell me that.
Yeah, my the min pin, she follows me into the bathroom all the time.
Well, Megan sent me something that I guess like because you watch them go pee, like they're actually watching out for you while you go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's why they stare at you while they're taking a shit. Like they think like you got their back.
They're like, you got me? You got me?
Like shit might go down, which is funny because that kind of is how like a segue into my second shitter thought.
Okay, let's shitter thought without Eddie fucking watching something on his phone.
Is that what that is?
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Put the fucking mic on.
He had to fucking pull up that song. All right, let's go. Shitter thoughts. Let's go, Chris.
So my second shitter thought is, I was thinking about this like 2 weeks ago. I said, if I'm ever sitting on the toilet and I'm taking a shit and like my pants are around my ankles, if somebody just busted into my house and like fucking like wanted to attack me, how am I going to fight that guy? My pants are around my ankles. Like, he's not going to give me the time to pull my fucking pants
beat
up
him with
and fight
your
him like a man.
I would say
so
pull
I'm
your
gonna
pants
have
completely
to, I'm
going
to have to fight this guy with my pants around my ankles, my fucking dick, like, hanging out.
No. Dude, just take your pants all the way off.
Chase him and piss on
naked.
Him.
Naked. Just be naked.
But then,
chase
like,
him and piss on him.
But then my other thought was, like, if I ran at him with my, like, fucking just a shirt on, no fucking pants, like, would he... Maybe that would deter him. I don't know.
If somebody was trying to chase me and piss on me, I'd run.
I mean,
I would stick my finger up my butt and throw feces at him like a monkey.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, that's a pretty good deterrent. But I'm just Eddie. Like, if you tried to break into someone's house and someone threw feces at you, how would you feel?
Depends what he wanted.
I'd run.
I guess you could go grab down in the toilet, grab the log, and throw it at him like a grenade. Maybe that would deter.
But that's
him.
What I'm saying.
Know.
Like, I mean,
here's the thing: do they have a gun? Because if you have a gun.
I don't know.
Shoot you. Don't fucking throw it at me.
I didn't think about
you.
The gun aspect. I just thought, like, if somebody's attacking me, I'm about to have to fight for my life with my pants around my ankles.
I mean, again, you need to stop pants on ankles. Like, the first thing I would do is just take my fucking pants off. That's number one. I'm just telling you right now. Like, pants and underwear are gone.
But I feel if somebody kicks in my bathroom door, like, my first thought's not going to be, kick these pants off.
Well, here's my question. If somebody's breaking into your house, are they breaking in to get you? Because... I think then you have more important things to worry about than you getting attacked in your bathroom.
Agreed.
If somebody's breaking in, they're probably not looking for you. They're looking for something else.
Well, I also don't want them to steal, like, my shit, so, like, I'm going to have to, like, try and hurry up.
Wait,
well,
your literal
well.
Shit? Your literal shit? Or
no,
like
just, no,
shit?
Like, my stuff. Like, I don't want you taking my damn, like, 65-inch TV, so I'm going to have to, like, try and hurry up and be like, what, do you wipe your ass and then go attack them?
No, to everybody
out there. Or do you just pull
your
pants up and get business done?
What?
Note to everybody out there, he takes a lot of shits and has a 65-inch TV.
That I do.
He also lives on North Overlook Drive in Joliet.
In Joliet.
I'm not going to give the address, but at least you know the street.
There's only like 12 houses. They just have to pick.
Well,
just look through the peephole and then he'll be in the bathroom.
Yeah, if you look in the peephole, you can actually see him in the bathroom.
Yes,
yeah,
do like the fucking mom on
trick-or-treaters.
The mom on Halloween just fucking staring at me through the window. And I'm like, I'm taking a
you
shit.
You said it was a dad.
So
They don't believe in having a blind in the bathroom. So if you ever try to go to the bathroom in his house.
No, I used to, but then we got the new windows, and I just haven't put one in there. And so then
you got the new windows over a year ago, you fucking piece of shit motherfucker.
But that, who the hell just stares through the window like, what is going on in here?
Who the hell's
taking a shit?
Like who the fucking yells when they sneeze?
Animals.
Taking a shit. I can't give you candy right now. Like, fucking
so you gonna come out here with the candy or
can I get the candy?
And that was shitter thoughts for Chris. Thank you.
So
that was it.
Like, is that a Milky Way or?
I think it's an almond joy.
And that was shitter thoughts with Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Shitter
thank you.
Thoughts.
I gave you two of them. That's
yeah. That's I needed two for the episode.
We call that
so.
One a double decker,
or a double shot. I called it a double shot.
Double dose is what Eddie called it.
Listen to me. What was I gonna say? So, anyways, so guys, I need to tell you. Have you guys? I mean, if you're ever trolling through Netflix, I need you to look up this movie. It's called Locked Up. It's on Netflix. It's about this chick, and she's in, I don't know, it's probably some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my entire life.
Is this like that fucked up movie you had us watch that one time?
It's similar. It's similar. Okay.
That was a
jag. Let me tell you the premise of this movie.
Is the acting worse than porn?
It honestly, it reminds me of softcore porn when I watched it.
Tell me about it. I was talking.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
That other one that you had us watch was fucked. It was.
This is, you need to watch it.
Didn't she like, she banged her teacher or something? I don't even remember.
This one. She's like 15, 16, probably 17 years old. And she,
Hold on.
You had to close the blinds in order to talk about this?
He's got sun in his eyes over here.
Sensitive subject, guys.
He's got sun in his eyes. Anyway, so
if you're listening to us in the car and there's kids, earmuffs.
Yeah, earmuffs, guys. So this chick is going to jail. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It starts off, she's in, like, another country, like, some kind of an Asian country. I'm assuming Korea or something along those lines. And
North or South?
I would assume South Korea. So she's...
you racist prick.
She's out there, and she's going, and she's like, oh, yeah, and she's, like, getting in a fight with this lady. She's like, you're a stupid bitch. I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. And, like, she was beating her up and spit on her, and she, like, picks up a pipe and hits this bitch in the fucking head, right? And some guy comes over and runs, and like she.
You're
gets
not going to ruin the movie for us, are you?
Nah, I'm. I mean, that's just how it starts. Literally, that's like the first 2 minutes.
I'm just making sure.
First 2 minutes. I'm not going to have any spoilers in here. Anyways, she ends up going to prison. And by the way, her uncle, who she's living with, is a terrible actor. Just absolutely terrible. He's like, well,
Uncle Hong Pao is not.
I'll try
anything
to.
Else about him? Fuck it. He's a horrible actor.
I'll try to get you out. Okay. I'll try. Okay, I mean, I'll do what I can. You know how your parents are. Like, it's just, like, the whole mentality of this whole movie, everyone is terrible fucking acting. Even the English in it, spoken by the Korean, I'm assuming, women, is fucking terrible. Anyway, so she goes to this woman. Can you speak in the microphone? She goes to this this prison, and this lady's like, hello, welcome to blah, blah, blah in... we are the reform. You have to be here for 2 years. We are going to teach you. And I know I'm being very racist, but that's kind of pretty much how she sounds. She's like, but we will take care of you. We don't want you to sound like you are in a bad place. Anyways, long story short, they make this bitch.
It was a bad place.
They take this bitch like into the fucking other side. She's like, I'm not going to live here. They're like, you live on the floor. And they give her like a fucking mat to sleep on. There's like rats. There's rats everywhere. And she's like, you will learn how to fight. And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, everybody fight in my prison. So, like, the head honcho is this bitch. And she's like, everybody fight in my prison.
Where the fuck do you find these movies?
Netflix. I told Jesus. You. So, like,
Netflix. In the why even bother category? I don't fucking.
It's a Netflix.
I
watch a lot of random Netflix
I need
stuff.
To watch
I
these
do.
Cheesy movies to talk shit about them because it probably is the worst movie I've ever seen. But I couldn't turn away because I'm like, oh my God, everything's so fucking horrible.
I just remember
horrible.
You making us watch that other one. And she was like date raped and like she just wouldn't fucking talk about it. And we're
that
just,
does not I'm, narrow it down. That's like everyone he makes us watch.
No, there was that one. Like
no, there was like four.
He
like,
fuck you guys. You guys didn't watch any of my robot movies.
He like
okay.
drugged.
I will not watch your robot movie.
The only fucking robot movie I'd watch is Terminator, which they're doing a new one, by the way.
No. I like watch the robot ones with like the aliens, like, and how like the robots in the future, how they're gonna kill us all and shit like that. There's one on Netflix right now. It's really good. It's about like this military group going into like this training facility, and all the robots end up killing them. It's a really good movie though. Like a low budget, like only $1 million, and fucking, it was pretty good. Kind of a weird plot, but it was okay.
The original Saw had $1 million budget.
Yeah.
I don't do scary movies very well. I don't like scary stuff.
It's not scary. It's more of like a thriller, I'd say. Kind of like that new John Krasinski movie. It's more of a thriller than it is a horror.
That's the one that Chris Quiet Place. One saw, right?
Yeah, Quiet Places.
Dude, it was a fucking... Seb didn't like it. I fucking loved it.
I wanted to go see it so bad. And then I started reading about it, and I was like, this does not sound like a thriller. It sounds like a nightmare. Like, I won't be able to sleep for a week. I'm like the biggest baby. I can't do scary. I don't do haunted houses. I don't do scary anything.
It's intense because the movie itself is actually fucking quiet. Like, they don't talk, and they don't have music. So it's literally like you hear that, like, and then you hear like somebody in the crowd like make a cough, and you're like, shut the fuck up. They might get us too. Like, you're actually that anxious because of like
I would probably the way cry. That they. With that being said, Sal said it was the top five of his all time movies.
Would you go see it with him?
Of course, I love him.
She'd watch him take a shit.
Okay,
I will help him take
can
a
I,
shit.
Can I just say a few more things about Locked Up? I'm very sorry that we can get rid of.
Go wild with your Asians.
She's locked.
No, she's not even Asian. She's from America.
Others,
yes. She's from America.
The others are Asian. Go ahead.
The others are Asian.
So she's got to fight rats.
No. She's got to fight other women in the prison. That's how just the prison is. You got to like train.
Oh, so the rats have nothing to do. They're just there.
They're in like her cell.
You said like.
It's just to make it
seem
bad.
You put her in a room with rats, and you're like, you will fight.
There's like seven.
I thought she was fighting the rats.
There's like seven women in the room with her in the cell. Not the room. The cell.
Okay.
And
what? I took it as she was fighting the rats. I was like, just step on it.
A mass of splinter is that, too.
Little did we know these were ninja rats.
They were trained.
And you will fight.
They all beat the shit out of the, like, other people.
So like they throw her in this thing, and okay, so... I got to tell you a couple parts because you guys are never going to watch it. So the one part is she's like trying to tell people like, how do I get out of here? Like, you need to stop. Like, I don't want to fight you. And she's telling all these women she doesn't want to fight them. The fucking head honcho takes her and brings all these guards and is like, I heard you were talking a lot of shit. And she's like, take your clothes off. So she makes her strip in front of all these men and all these other people. So she strips down. She's supposed to be like 17, 18 years old and still in high school. And she's stripping in front of her. Completely naked on screen. And then she's like, you know why I have all these men follow me around? Because once in a while with the people that don't listen to me, I let them have their way. And then they go to the scene where all these three men just rape her.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this movie.
I was
are not selling it.
But it's an extreme, like, okay, three men just raped this woman. And by the way, if they're Korean, they have small penises. So, like, I mean, does she feel it, really? She's, like, acting like she feels it? I don't think she feels it.
That's racist.
They rape her.
So rape is okay if your dick is under
4 inches. I'm just saying, I don't think it hurts. I don't think it hurts. So they rape her. And
doesn't
then
make it okay.
They go on to the next scene where then she like, and I'm fast-forwarding as quickly. Yeah. I'm fast-forwarding as quickly as how the plot is because I don't understand how it's, like, it just kind of, like, is being thrown together. You can kind of like guess it. So then she befriends some Russian lady that's going to help her fight and train. So they start training in the gym.
I mean, are we really Russia's watching
like, you
the Karate
do not
Kid?
Want to get raped
this
no more?
Like, what's the movie
The Karate Kid.
The Swan?
Black
the
Swan?
Swan?
No,
Black Swan.
It's that new movie
Black
with
Swan.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Oh, I have no idea what the fuck
it's
that.
Called Red Sparrow.
No, nope.
It's like she's like a fucking spy.
It's a color and a fucking
bird.
It's
a swan, red sparrow.
Like pretty much the like. She
it's
gets,
a color and a fucking birdie. That's all you need.
It's like she becomes like a master manipulator, and she's like trained like in Russia or in another like country or maybe in Japan or something.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. This is just about just basically a woman's prison story, and
yeah.
She has to fight, and it's like illegal
yeah.
Shit's going on
she
in prison.
Pretty much gets beaten down. Yeah. And then, like, she doesn't feel any pain, and then she becomes, like, a fucking spy, like a national, like, weapon.
No, it doesn't turn into
a national
that.
Weapon.
This just
serious.
Turns into, like,
I'm
not going to give away the ending in this movie,
watch
but
trailer,
but basically what happens is this Russian lady, like, pulls her under her wing to help her, like, fight, because she has 2 weeks to train for her big fight.
Oh, two.
And her, whoever
fight
she's
now,
fighting... Whoever she's fighting, they give
you fight
her
now,
like.
Now you get raped again.
They give her fucking
like. That's
like,
basically what this movie is.
Basically,
fighter, you get raped
or killed.
Or killed.
And rats.
And well,
how was this president?
I'll get to that in a minute. So while she's training with this Russian lady, they start to take away her food. They're like, no, you don't eat. You don't eat. She's like, I want to. You don't eat. No sharing food. Like, how obvious. All right. They go through this line. They have fucking fruit and they have slop. So they get the slop and she's not allowed to have the slop. So her friend, the Russian lady.
You say fruit and slop?
Fruit and slop. Okay. So the Russian lady gets slop and grabs fruit and tries to hand her the fruit right after they leave the line.
Okay.
Right after the fucking guard just told her, no food for you. Like, why wouldn't you
no
wait
food
to
for
get
you.
Back?
I thought you said no slop for her.
No food for you.
Oh.
She fucking, no sharing food now. Like, why would you wait? Why would you try to give her food right away? Like, you're an idiot. Like, you're fucking idiot. Anyways. You could tell how stupid
so
it is.
So I'm going to take it as this lady doesn't like the American girl because she gets her raped and won't feed her and is trying to make her fight rats.
You're not following the story.
She's trying to help her.
The Russian lady's helping her. It's the
No,
Asian,
I'm talking about the Asian one.
Oh, the Asian one.
The Asian one clearly don't give a shit about the American girl.
She just wants her to fight. Okay. Anyways, as we continue on, what happens is they're training, and the Russian lady and the American girl, like, you know what? The Russian lady tells the American girl, you look tired. Come with me. Takes her in the other room.
Does she rape her too?
No, decides to fucking eat her out. Like, a whole scene of her eating out. I'm like, is this a softcore porn on Netflix?
What?
Seriously.
How old is the Russian lady?
I don't know. I didn't figure it
Guesstimate.
Out.
Guesstimate.
Is this movie PG-13?
I don't know what it is. It's on Netflix. It's called Locked Up.
How old is the Russian lady?
I'd say like in the 20s.
How old is the
It sounds like
Asian?
This Russian lady took advantage
the
of the situation
American?
To
American
fucking
probably 16, 17. Supposed to be like a senior in high school, so probably 17, 18 maybe.
Justin, I don't know what the fuck you watch, but
this,
you stop.
But I swear to God, like a majority of this movie was... So anyways, they're all training to fucking this end fight, and you'll find out what happens to the end fight if you actually watch the movie. I'm not going to tell you all.
It sounds like a big orgy.
You guys need to seriously
alert.
Watch this movie.
Spoiler alert, America wins.
America always
spoiler
wins.
Spoiler alert, orgy.
America always
It sounds
wins.
Like the Russian chick was just taking advantage of the situation to muff dive on somebody, so...
I feel like we're on The Office, where Andy plays closing time when it's the end.
I mean, that's kind of where I got this from.
The more you know.
I haven't seen the end of the seasons yet. So.
This doesn't ruin anything.
Eddie, what do you want to say? Anything? Eddie, you're like ready to say something. Say something.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's that time, everybody. We'll see you next time. All
right, we're signing off. My name is Justin.
This is Amber.
Eddie D.
And this is Dispense.
Home.